I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like you. Come on, y'all, help me. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. Jesus, I wanna be more like you. I wanna be a vessel. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like you. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. It's homecoming, welcome home. Glory to the Lamb of God. It's just good to see each and every one of you here on this fourth Sunday morning in June. We are branches to the vine, connecting intentionally, intelligently, infinitively. And this is our season of connecting to the cross, of which we will bring conclusion on today. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, it is a very familiar passage of scripture. I like to go there. I want to go back there this morning as we close out connecting to the cross and we celebrate homecoming. Romans chapter 5. We're going to begin our reading this morning at verse number 6. Romans 5. Beginning at verse number 6. It's wonderful to see so many faces this morning. Glory. Word of the Lord reads on this wise. And when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this homecoming experience, I want to talk to us from the subject this morning. It's all right to come home.
All right. All right.
It's all right to come home. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm talking about homecoming at the cross. Yeah. That's where we are. There was a hymn that jumped in my spirit Yesterday, as I was trying to hear clearly what the Lord was saying, and he said, hymn 137. Uh-huh. The hymn is At the Cross. Can I just read y'all? I'm not going to sing it. I just want to read y'all a couple of verses and the refrain. Verse 1 and 2, it says, alas, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did my Savior bleed?
Yeah.
And did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?
Yeah.
He says, was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon a tree.
Uh-huh.
Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree.
Yeah.
My God. The refrain says over and over again, at the cross,
at the cross,
at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away.
Yeah.
Mm, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. The cross, y'all, it was at the cross where I found happiness. It was at the cross where things happened for me, and it was at the cross, I would contend, that brings about a welcome address for all of us here at Homecoming Chapman Grove 2021. Welcome address. Now, many of y'all don't know nothing about welcome address. But when I grew up at a little church in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, they didn't put you, Sister Watson, they didn't put you on a program to give the welcome. Put you on the program to give the welcome address. It was an address. It was more than glad y'all here. How they say it? Once, welcome me twice, welcome me three times, in the name of Jesus Christ. It was more than that. It was an address. It was something that you had to prepare. It was something that you went in on because it gave added strength to the sincerity of the welcome. In other words, there were reasons why you were welcome. Yeah. And because of whatever you might find yourself in, whatever you might think about yourself, whatever your neighbor thinks about you today, because of whatever it is, the writer says that we have been reconciled at the cross, which says it's all right for you to come on home. Yeah, it says welcome. Welcome home. But the reasons, what are the reasons? Why does the writer say that we have good reasons to be able to come home because of the cross? I'm glad you asked. Look at verse number 6. Ain't going to be before you long. Y'all get the chicken ready. It says, for when we were yet without strength,
yes,
in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at that. He says, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Somebody said, that's me.
That's right.
the ungodly. He said, he died for me. He did not, and he does not wait till we can get ready.
Right.
He doesn't figure out, well, they're going to come at some point, so I'll wait on them to come before I do anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait on them to see if they're going to make up in their mind,
all right,
that they're going to serve me before I do anything.
Oh,
no, he presented himself to be this sacrificial death when we were, the text says, we were too weak.
Yeah.
We were too rebellious to do anything to get ourselves ready. We couldn't get us, and if we could have gotten ourselves ready, we wouldn't know what to do anyway. But he shows up, y'all. Somebody heard y'all say he's an on-time God. I heard it. Yes, he is. He shows up right on time. And so he says to us there, you can come home, y'all. Welcome home. you can come home. Paul offers some hypotheticals in verse number 7. I don't want to just run by it. He says some hypothetical things to us there. He says, scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But he keeps on going there. He moves from the hypothetical, and he says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody say, that's me again. Because he says, while we were yet sinners. No. Let me go back. He says, but God commendeth his love toward us. When I look at the word commendeth, it says to us that God expressed worth. He ascribed worth to you because of his love, even while you were yet sinners. You was unholy. He says that he died for you. Mr. Paul, I got to go back one more again. He says that while we were yet sinners. Yet says to me that you were active in your sin. That while you was doing what you was doing, while you were slipping where you were slipping, while you were sliding where you were sliding, while you were dipping where you were diving, while you were going through like that, he says he died for us. Now come on, y'all. If you don't think you can come home now, he says you can come home. Welcome home. That just really messes me up that he says in verse number 6 that he died for the ungodly. In verse number 8 he said he died for the sinner. Both of which we can put our own name right there. But he says much more than, y'all got me in verse number 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. He said, let me magnify the love of God for you. Let it be increased such that you can understand the kind of God that we serve. Much more than being now justified by his blood. What he's saying is that justification has been imputed upon you because Jesus has died for you. Amen. Now, justification, can I just spell it out for you? I done told you before, I'm going to spell it again today. Somebody knew they ain't got it before. Justification says it is just as if you did not sin. Look, it comes right after he says that we were sinners and he died for us. And since he died, the Bible says that his blood made it as if you did not sin. Amen. Yeah, he said, I got to kick it up a notch. Much more than being now justified. See, because sometimes we read right on past stuff. Right. He says, you got to understand before I move on, you have been justified. And it says we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Amen.
Look, y'all, he says we're going to be saved from the craziness.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Through him. We're going to be saved from the mess, the monotony, the minutia, because of him.
Yes.
Justified. Yeah, you can come home, y'all. Welcome home. Now, but not just justified, but he says reconciled. We've been justified and reconciled. I'm going to reconcile us and we're going on up out of here. In other words, we're reunited and it feels so good. Reconciliation, my brothers and sisters, the text says is accessible. Look at it. Verse number 10. I'm just going to give you the A clause. It says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Look, Paul says, look, he said, we were ungodly. He said, we were unholy. And now he says, we are unlovable. Yet the cross has reconciled us back to God. Yeah, he says, we have been brought back. We have been reunited with God because of the death of his son.
Yeah,
even, look at this, even you can come home. He says, welcome Welcome home. He's the enemies. The enemies of God are welcome in this place. Help me, Jesus. We don't want to deal with that because we know how some folk are. We know what some folk are. We know where some folk have been. We know what some folk have done. And we want to get in our high-minded selves and act as if they are not welcome in this place. Let me push pause and tell you, God says, my enemies are even welcome. How are you going to know that he died for you too? If you won't come in and hear what he has to say.
That's right.
So he says to us, the reconciliation is accessible. You know, it's you're able to get it. You're able to get at it. Some stuff is not accessible. You can't get to it because it's for the elite. It's for the special folk.
Right.
It's for the rich folk. It's for them. Y'all know them. But he says, no, even the enemies are welcome. Even you can come home. Welcome home. But look, he says, much more being reconciled. It keeps showing up. We shall be saved by his life. Look, because he lives, I can feast tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fear is gone. Yeah, he says now, not is it just accessible, but it is available. Some people have access to a thing, but it's not available. You know, have you ever gone to the ATM and made a deposit and the ticket says that you have this much money, that but there's only this much available. It belongs to you. You have access to it, but it is not available. But the writer says that much more being reconciled, since we've been reunited, since we've been brought back to God, we shall be saved by his life. Look, y'all, he said his death did one thing, but his life did another thing. He says, welcome home, because I lived and because I died, you are welcome in this place. Welcome. Welcome home. He says you're welcome because salvation belongs to you. Look at it. He says you're saved by his life. Not only, he says, is reconciliation accessible and available, but it is acceptable. Look at it. You just got to receive it. Verse 11, I'm through. He says, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Look, he says you got to go ahead and receive it. And at this particular juncture, we ought to be jumping and shouting. At this particular juncture, we ought to be happy in Jesus. We at this particular juncture, we ought to be able to give God some glory. Like the songwriter said, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. He says that there it should be joy. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We have now received the reconciliation. It was one thing for it to be accessible. It was one thing for it to be available. But it's a whole other thing when it becomes yours. When you have accepted it for yourself. And that's all we have to do, is accept Christ for ourselves. And he will bring you back to him. That's why we're here each and every week, lifting up the name of Jesus. For he says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And my brothers and sisters, as long as you keep lifting up the name of Jesus, he will draw others to himself. And if it's somebody by you, somebody around you that hasn't come in just yet, or may not be in all the way, keep lifting up the name of Jesus, and he will draw all men to himself. Yeah, the love of God. It's the love of God, y'all, that guarantees our eternal security. That same love, that planned our redemption way long time ago. That yielded up the Lord Jesus to the death of the cross. Will one day fling wide its gates of glory to welcome us to our eternal home.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome right here. But I want to get up there when I can hear him say, come on in. Welcome, choose your seat and sit down. I'm going to hear him say, welcome home. So I don't care how you came up in here today. You may have come down, but when you come in, you're welcome because you can be delivered.
That's right.
Somebody said, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. You might have come and you've been on the outside and you can be brought in. You might have come here today sick and you can get healed. The Bible says that by his stripes, we've already been healed. You might have come a sinner, but today you can be saved. Says since he died, we have access. Since he died, there is some availability. But since he rose, I said, since he got up, we have acceptability. If we would just receive what he had, he said, I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. And I will give it to everyone who will believe. Somebody that will accept me. Somebody that would receive me. And oh, the joy that will flood your soul. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Welcome home. It's all right, y'all, to come home. But just you, in order to get to the heavenly home, you got to come by way of this home. You got to come to Jesus while you still have time. Even at the cross, at homecoming, it is a welcome address. He says, you're welcome because I died for that sin. You're welcome, I died for that craziness. You're welcome, I died for that brokenness. You're welcome, I died for your lying tongue. You're welcome because your crazy cheating ways. You're welcome. He says, you're welcome in this place. If you would just come to Jesus. He says, I have already reconciled you to me. Will you come while you still have time? At the cross. It was at the cross where I first saw the light. Watch this. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. Anybody got burdens this morning? The cross forces them away. There by faith, I receive by sight. Happy all the day. Happy all the day. Welcome home. Welcome home. You are welcome in this place. God bless you today as we stand up.